Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Unbothered Blondes podcast channel. I am so excited today because I have a wonderful guest for you. I have Miss Logan Lester, and I probably need help pronouncing your new married name.
Tefelski.
Tefelski. So Logan, I've known her since she was 17 years old. I actually met her through my friend Emily Huskinson of Ring Wraps because Logan was one of their first models. So Logan modeled for me with my boutique, Southern Jewels, and I still remember this, Logan. The first time you came for me to style you for that first fashion show we did, I like posted and said, I just styled the future Miss Texas.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Well, you manifested it for me. So thank you, Randa.
So I would introduce yourself to the listeners, Logan.
Yes. Okay. So my name is Logan Lester Tefelski. Try saying that 5 times fast. It's a mouthful. I am a Texas A&M Aggie alumni, class of 2016. Today, I am a top producing realtor here in Houston, Texas, with the Sansone Group at Remax Fine. And like Randa mentioned, I was actually Miss Texas USA in 2018. So I went on and competed at Miss USA, and Randa was there.
Yes.
She was able to cheer me on and help me make it into the top 15, which was such an amazing experience. We may dive into that a little bit, but yeah, that's pretty much me. I just live here in Houston with my husband Zach and my 2 dogs, Henry and Tuffy. We just adopted him, so that's me.
And let me just tell y'all, Logan is like the epitome of practicing what she preaches. Like, she's so kind, respectful, treats people like just so well. So not like I'm just trying to plug Logan here, but if you're in the Houston area and need a realtor who actually cares and will like kind of walk you through that process, because I know the beginning home buying process can be very intimidating, Logan is so down to earth and helpful. So I just want to put Logan, so you were Miss Texas USA in 2018, but can you tell me, did you compete before then? Did you hold other titles before then? Kind of walk me and the listeners through that.
Yeah, so I actually started competing when I was about 15 years old. I first tried to do the teen division of Miss Texas USA, which is Miss Texas Teen USA. I competed 3 times. I was never able to capture that title. So I took some time off in college to just kind of grow some more womanly type experiences, get a little bit more maturity under my belt before I started the Miss division. And I competed 4 times and won on my 4th try as Miss Texas USA.
And you're always going to be Miss Texas to me, and I feel like so many others as well. But one thing I really like about you is you are resilient. And I want you to kind of talk a little bit more about, you know, competing for something multiple times before reaching your goal. Because I know, like in my industry with fitness, I can see so many women get discouraged if they don't get where they want to be quick enough. And I feel like sometimes women give up on themselves or maybe don't feel, I don't know, like worthy to keep trying or keep showing up. Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely does. And, you know, one of my life mottos is the answer is always no, unless you ask or you try. And I feel like I kind of came up with that motto during my time as Miss Texas competing to be Miss Texas, to be more specific, because, you know, I faced rejection several times before I actually achieved my goal. And so I kind of apply that to all facets of my life. I mean, it could have been very easy for me to just go, you know what, this isn't for me. I've done it 3 times already. Why should I keep competing? Obviously they don't like me or there's something, you know, I could have listened to those inner voices, but I chose to just not give up and be persistent and continue to chase that dream that was kind of, you know, festering inside my heart. And I think I've always kind of just leaned on that in terms of when I want something or I have a goal in mind, whether that be fitness related or a goal in real estate or competitions in general, like the pageants, I had my mindset and I was going to keep going until I couldn't anymore. And so that's something that I just lean on as much as possible, because it would have been a lot easier to just quit or give up on myself, but it paid off.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes I feel like God is looking out for us or has a rhyme and reason for the timing of things in our lives. So I think sometimes, you know, it can be the right situation or the right person, but maybe not the right time. And so I also want to ask, like, you had to have learned something through when you didn't win and you kept competing. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, for sure. I think every time you go into the competition and you're like, okay, this is it. This is my time. I'm ready. I've prepared interview-wise. My wardrobe is exactly the way I like it. You know, I'm ready physically, my mind and my body. I've been prepared. I go compete. I don't win. I get close, but I don't win. And there's always that, what was wrong with me? Or, you know, I don't understand. Like, this was what, it was my time, you know? And I realized, mostly it was a couple days after the competition was over, that it wasn't my time. There was something else that came up and it would be revealed to me very, very clearly why I wasn't ready at that time, whether that be something else came up in my college academics or professionally or just maturity level in general. And so I remember the weekend that I was competing in for the 2018 pageant, I felt different when I went into the competition. There was just some sort of like weird peace surrounding me in this weird mindset that I had where it wasn't like, will they choose me? Am I good enough? It was like this 100% confidence and clarity that I was ready. And for some reason, I just had this like overwhelming sense of peace surrounding me, like from my to the top of my head. And I knew the whole competition that there was something different this time. And, you know, it's kind of a different topic, so I won't go like segue of like fully what those feelings were. But basically what I'm trying to say is like the timing of it was perfect because at that point I was well established in my career for 2 years. You know, I had a lot of experiences that served me well for the time that I was in Texas, and I could apply those experiences to my reign and make it the best possible. And I was just at a really good independent place in my life. And so looking back, if I would have won, you know, the year before that or the year before that or the year before that, you know, I probably would have been fine, but I don't think I would have been fully able to kind of embrace and enjoy that experience because I wasn't ready.
And that is such a great perspective because, you know, just like a competition for a beauty pageant or so many other things in life, it takes a lot of work before. And I even feel like that in my life right now with like being an entrepreneur, like I'm ready to enjoy the fruits of my labor, but I don't think it's quite my time yet. And so I do think sometimes we want things to be a certain situation sooner, but when we wait it out and keep going the road we're supposed to, then you really get to enjoy it so much more. And I love that perspective that you bring.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And you can kind of apply that same mindset to any facet. So same thing, you know, with maybe a certain goal you have for your career or family life or even fitness in general. It's just, you know, sometimes we can get really disappointed or let down that things didn't happen in our time. But, you know, I'm a big believer that things happen in God's time. So, you know, like flashing back to the years I competed in teen. You know, I was so sad each and every time. I'm pretty sure I was an SJ model when I was still competing in the teen division as Miss Houston teen, you know, and I would get so sad that it wasn't my time. But then I realized like God had a huge plan for me that I was actually going to take the Miss title. And, you know, that was going to work out a lot better for me because statistically it's a lot harder to win teen and Miss. So, you know, he had bigger plans.
Yes, I love to hear that. And, you know, Logan, one thing that I know about you to be true is you've always just been very kind and humble and helpful to people. And I'm sure there's a lot of times that it's maybe not as easy to portray this grace and poise, but you always pull yourself together so well in doing so. And so, you know, hearing you talk about maybe taking some years to focus on your maturity or growing as a woman, what does that look like? What if there's a listener out there that's like, you know what, maybe I need to dive in and grow as a woman or focus in on maturity right now in this stage of my life? What would you tell them?
Oh, wow. You know, growing up, my mom would always say it takes a village, right? And so what she meant by that was she would do her best to provide guidance and wisdom into me and my brother and my sister. But she knows too that there are lots of other influences in our life, whether that be cheerleading coaches at the time or parents of our friends or, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I think I've been kind of reared to have a certain mindset, but I will attribute that to my mom and my dad, but also a lot of experiences that I've had throughout my life. And I can't remember specifically, but I think I realized maybe it was like senior year of high school, how important self-reflection is. Because in life, I mean, there are so many times where we have our minds made up that this is the way things are. But when I realized that it's much better to humble yourself in a way where you can kind of look yourself in the mirror and figure out the areas of improvement that will best serve you, you should be doing that on a daily basis. And so I guess somewhere like around 16 or 17, I kind of developed that mindset and I've just applied that to my life. And so, you know, you may think you know it all, or you've already done something and you're a master at it, but there's always room for improvement. And so I think being able to hone in specifically on my maturity I just knew, relating back to the pageant, some of the other girls that were winning were like real women with a job and like experiences far greater than, you know, being in college, or just, I didn't have any worldly experiences yet. And so I just use that time to continue to develop myself so that when I am interviewing against another woman in the pageant that's 25 years old and probably a little bit more well-spoken and has more experiences under her belt, you know, I could compete with that. So it just takes time to develop, and you can't be in a rush to just mature either. So I also want to say that, like, relish in where you are at this time. And if that means you're working on your maturity, like, that's okay. You know, I mean, you don't want to rush growing up by any means, but I just think that self-improvement is so important, especially redefining that, because it's going to change consistently.
Right. And I really like the way you said the word relish, because I feel like, you know, not just pageant related or goal related, but I feel like a lot of people, they tie happiness or success to a destination or a place or a certain thing they've achieved. But I really love the way you said the word relish, because I think, you know, learning to embrace where you are right now is something that a lot more people could probably, you know, benefit from.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not an expert in that by any means, because that's something I'm really trying to focus on, is just trying to be and enjoy where I'm at, because one of my top five strengths is achiever. Mm-hmm. And then there's also competitor, because I'm very competitive. And so for me, I have been kind of known amongst my inner circle that I'm always chasing a goal, right? And then once I achieve that, it's like, okay, check, done, what's next? And so especially with my job in real estate, you know, it's like, okay, wow, I want to get this award, or I want to you know, hit this achiever producer mark. And then my boss or even my husband or my family will be like, okay, Lo, like, let's go have dinner and cheers to that, or let's take a second and really just soak that in, like, you conquered it, you did it. Because I've, like I said, been known to just be like, okay, well, that's great. What's the next challenge? And so that is truly something that I can say I'm really applying to my life. Like, I'm putting the action behind these words. It's like, let's relish in the moment. Let's, you know, be present and not be so concerned with the next step or the next thing that I have to achieve or next milestone.
And you're speaking to my achiever heart, because I'm also an Enneagram 3, that yes, you're so right. When you're wired to be an achiever, you don't necessarily take the time to even enjoy, you know, what you've achieved or how far you've come. So I love that you're so aware of that, because I feel like self-awareness is the first step in us improving anything that we're wanting to improve in.
100%.
So saying that you're competitive, I want to dive in, take it kind of the social media in comparison route. Okay. So I know a lot of women struggle with, you know, social media seeming so competitive or comparison, or like they're not beautiful enough or not worthy enough. And I can only imagine with competing at a beauty pageant, how that has maybe even escalated even more so. So can that experience that you've had, can you help shine some light maybe on a listener who is struggling in that area?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think I have perfect advice for this because personally, I'm really just not somebody that is affected by social media. I know a lot of people like struggle with comparison, but like for me, I'm just so busy and I'm caught up in like my own world, my own little Lolo bubble, that like what someone to the left or right is doing doesn't really affect me. In fact, I find it a little motivating though. Like if I see like somebody out on a vacation and I'm like, ooh, that looks so nice. Like, what do I have to do to make that happen for me? Instead of being like, oh, like they're on vacation, you know, it doesn't affect me in that way. But I guess I can attribute it to, I think of it like a horse race, right? You have to put your horse like blinders up. And I used to do that walking into a pageant. I would be like, okay, I'm not worried about the girl standing to the left or the right of me. I'm not worried if they're taller than me. I'm not worried if they have an 8-pack of abs and my 6-pack of abs. I don't care if their vocabulary list is better than mine. I'm just focused on me and my horse blinders. I'm looking straight ahead, tunnel vision. And I think that's what you should do when you're applying yourself on social media, because obviously, I mean, this is such a common thing to say, but it's the highlight reel. We all know that. Nobody's really out there like putting their worst self, right? So I just think, I don't know, really trying to not get so caught up in that will really serve a higher purpose, and realize that social media is really just people. Well, actually, it serves a purpose differently for everybody, but I feel like most people, it's branding, or you know, they're putting their awards out there. So, I mean, horse blinders, tunnel vision, like, let's not compare, because there's truly room for everybody. And I mean, try to use that as fuel instead of fire in a negative way.
Right. I love the way that you're saying like your Lolo bubble.
Yes.
And that you're so busy in your world. And I think that maybe sometimes people get scooped into social media too much, that takes away from them and their world, versus if you're using it, like you said, oh, that place looks awesome, I want to figure out how I can make that happen, or I want to put that on my vision board. I think, you know, just the mindset, hearing you say that about the vacation rather than, she's on vacation again, is huge, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get people that message me multiple times a day that are, you know, curious about things or want to know like the secrets behind X, Y, and Z. And I just feel like personally, like I'm an open book. If I can help you, I'm going to. And I know not everybody's like that, but I just find it inspiring when I have people around me that are successful or achieving something, that achiever in me. And instead of being like jealous of that or thinking, oh, I'm not good enough, like I'd rather be surrounded by a bunch of beautiful, successful, hardworking people that fire me up and motivate me to just want to do those things too. Like it's just, in my mind, it's not really like a jealousy thing at all, because we should all be doing these things and we can all help each other out. And so that's just kind of how I see it. And this is coming from like, I'm a big competitor and real estate is very competitive, but I mean, gosh, there's 1,000 people a day moving to Texas, and surely I can't, you know, serve 1,000 people a day. So there's a lot of us that can help serve people in general and in life. So that would be my advice. Just put on those horse blinders, focus on your lane, and try to shift your mindset from maybe comparison or jealousy to, hey, I'm going to get fired up and I'm inspired by that. And if for some reason someone triggers you or they cause you to have those feelings, maybe just hit the unfollow button and just don't look at it.
Yeah. And I think that's totally okay. And I love that you're saying, you know, you love to be around successful, beautiful, hardworking women. And what I hear when you're saying that is, I'm like, Logan is setting herself up for a successful, wonderful environment, to where even if she's going to have the hard days or the hard seasons, she's surrounded by uplifting women, you know?
100%. Or like relating it back to pageants again, too. I used to have people that would send me like the headshots before, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, like, look at this girl's headshot. It looks so good. Like, wow, wow, wow. How are you feeling? Are you nervous? And I would always just say, like, well, I want to win against, like, the best of the best, the most beautiful, the kindest, the smartest women. That's how I want to win. I don't want to win just because, like my headshot's better or something else about me is better. Like, that freaking fires me up. And so I hope that you can shift your mindset and, like, take that and whatever it is in life that you need to fire yourself up with. I always think being surrounded by the best of the best will do that for you in any avenue.
I agree. And I also think it takes a lot of confidence and inner peace to put yourself in that type of environment, you know, because someone who's very shallow or insecure might not thrive in a successful environment if they haven't set themselves up for that success, you know?
Well, that circles back to maybe the self-reflection and being self-aware. And if you know that that's something that you're struggling with, and maybe you don't know, but you're hearing us talk about being confident or having this mindset, do some self-reflection. Think about what it is that makes you harbor those jealous feelings or comparison feelings, and really kind of dig deep within yourself and figure out if you can improve in that area, because we all have those inner demons. I mean, I have my own struggles or things that I deal with internally, but at least, like, if this doesn't sound like you and you're thinking, oh, Logan, that, like, I could never do that. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. It's just finding the right tools and the right people to kind of help support you and change your mindset.
Yes, I, you know, sometimes when I have listeners reach out, people can be in different phases of their life. Some people right. can really be heartbroken or shattered or at the lowest part of their personal journey. And so I love how you're saying, like, you're not just there, like, you're not stuck. You can improve. And so I love the whole self-awareness. Like, I don't ever want someone listening thinking, well, I'm not that, so I can't be that. It's like, right. like exactly what you're saying. I saw this quote one time, and it was, maybe it was just like an Instagram meme. And it was like, if you are not happy for your friends, like, reaching all their success, imagine all your friends reaching all their dreams, getting all the money in the world and anything they ever wanted. And if you have an issue with that, like, look inside. And that's okay. Like you said, we are all, like, sinners. We all have, like, Satan is here to pull and tug on us. But right. being aware of, like, maybe I need to work on that. So, because I don't want to feel like that. Like, I don't want to be yucky about those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And nobody does. And sometimes I just feel like maybe when people have these kind of emotions and feelings, it's truly just because they're unaware of, like, what that is deep down. And right. listen, we've all been there. Like, I'm talking at the high level right now, but honestly, I kind of tend to consistently keep my mind and body at the high level. Like, I don't function well if I'm not doing well. So mm-hmm. I immediately figure out how to, like, adjust it, because it doesn't serve me well. But not everybody is, like, high functioning in that level of, like, emotional intelligence or, you know, just, like, being in the zone or at their top game. And so, like, wherever you are, like, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to meet you there right now and challenge you to, like, not accept that about yourself and not accept those yucky feelings and, like, challenge you to do something about it. Like, dig deep. I think that that's really what my whole point is, like, you don't have to stay where you are.
And it takes strength and guts to say, there's been many times, especially in marriage, I feel like that really brings out, like, it's like someone holding a body mirror right in front of you on the bad things you don't want to see or feel. And there's so many times that I'm like, Grant, I don't want to say I feel this way. I don't want to feel this way. But yeah. unfortunately, I do. And I really feel like the way to work through that is to have the strength of saying, I don't want this, but this is right now.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not an expert on marriage by any means.
Me either.
I don't know when you're going to post this episode, but, you know, right now we're about a month away from our 1 year anniversary. So
happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. But I think I'm definitely not an expert, but yeah, when it comes to, like, marriage or just any relationships, it's important to communicate and, like, figure out how to communicate with the people you love.
I agree with that. Well, we've talked so much kind of like mental health and emotional well-being. I want to kind of turn it more professional, because you have just been a force. As soon as I knew that you had this job secured before you graduated college, interned before you graduated college.
Yes.
Anyone who's known you, you've always been someone to make things happen. But like you said, real estate is competitive. I'm sure, especially in Houston, with so many people moving in. So why, and I know it's probably hard to kind of brag on yourself or like say why you think you're successful, but why do you think you are as successful as you are in such a competitive field at such a young age?
Oh, I know the answer 100% because I'm willing to do the things that most people aren't. Real estate is a very hard job. It's you're on call 24/7. And that's hard for a lot of people. People want to enjoy their Saturdays and their family time. You know, you're missing out on a lot of things. And I'm finally at the point in my career where I can balance that a little better. You know, I'm almost, I think, 6.5 years in, roughly. I need to figure out how long I've been doing this. But I think in the beginning, it's a grind. And they say, you know, people don't last like 2 years after getting their license. It's either you make it or you don't. And I attribute that to like the grind, the hustle. Like my first 2, even 3 years in real estate, because I guess 2 years was Miss Texas. And so I balanced both. And so I think mine was a little bit delayed. I kind of like hit my stride in my peak year 3, I think. But I missed out on baby showers, you know, wedding showers, on my friend and family's like big events on the weekends, and had to say no. And, you know, I don't do the typical things people my age do. You know, I'm in bed early. I'm not out socializing and going out to the club or like whatever it is like people did or do. I mean, you'll find me having fun. I'm not saying that I'm just some total weirdo that all I do is work. That's not what I'm saying. But I have really prioritized putting my career first because I'm in that grinding stage. At the time, I wasn't married. I did not have children at that time. And so for me, it was just important to make certain sacrifices. And so I think that's what's attributed the most to my success is that, you know, I answer the phone at 8 o'clock at night, or I'm out working Sunday morning, or I'm doing the things nobody really wants to do, because Instagram makes social media or real estate on social media look very glamorous.
Oh, yes. Fabulous. Selling Sunset, $1 million listing.
And don't get me wrong, I love that show. I mean, it's very entertaining, but it is exactly that. It's a show. So it's meant to be entertaining. But I think a lot of people see that and think that that's what it's like. And newsflash world, it is not HGTV. It is not Selling Sunset. I think I cry on a daily basis. I wake up and before my feet hit the ground, it's like, okay, I already have 3 fires to put out. And I'm hustling. Like, I really am. I pretty much work 7 days a week unless I'm on vacation. And I don't promote that. I know that that's one of my flaws. You know, I know I need to be better at work-life balance. I'm aware, but I'm okay with it right now. And I'm sure that'll change for me once I do have children, or, you know, God willing, that happens for me. I'm sure my priority will change. But right now, I think that's why I've had success. It's just I'm willing to hustle and do whatever it takes to serve my clients to the best of my ability.
I would totally agree with that on you. And I also love the way that you're saying in this season, like if you decide to hustle the rest of your life, great. But if you don't want to, you're setting up such a strong foundation by doing that hustle, like you said, while you can, while you were single or why before you had children. I think that is very beautiful for them to hear.
Yeah, I think so.
So Logan, I want to kind of turn it over to you. What's something that you would want to talk about or a question you'd want to answer before we kind of wrap up this episode?
That's a great question. Maybe something I think that's pretty relevant today perhaps would be to kind of talk about like fear and how to overcome that, because I just think the world, society in itself, I mean, there's so much going on, a lot of unknowns, and, you know, fear can be really debilitating. And sometimes I find myself like questioning, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And, you know, how are we going to get through this? And I mean, I just think having a conversation with you about that, because I think a lot of people, or at least a lot of people talk to me or DM me questions just about how to get over that. And maybe it's back to mindset, but honestly, mindset makes my whole day
Yes. So
I
think there's two different perspectives we can go about with it. The first thing I think is like, I think one of the ultimate fears of people when it comes to like social media or like success, business, career side is the fear of failure. You know, like if I fail, people are going to think I'm a failure. When reality, most people do not just like reach success straight out of the box, or they come with a lot of, you know, hardships or things that you gave up. Like you saying, you missed showers, you missed some quality time, you missed some events with family and friends. And I'm sure that cannot be easy, you know? So I think the fear of failure is one that's big, and I'll elaborate on it and say, you know, I went from Southern Jewels to kind of more influencing, and I wanted to create my own lifestyle, not lifestyle. I wanted to create my own brand of clothing rather than the boutique side of it, because I felt like I was growing and maturing and getting this more timeless style. And so that's what I wanted to do. And I'll be very honest, the first collection, I made it, didn't really make a lot of money, but I kept my head above water. And the second one, I tanked. And, you know, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have gone so hard into Power Fit, where I've been able to honestly make probably more impact on women's lives with the way they feel, with the way that they move their body, with the way that they get stronger in their mental strength and are able to show up and be more active with their children and their husbands. Not saying that dressing them in a beautiful outfit wouldn't make them feel like $1 million, but I don't know. I feel like that failure led me to something better. And so I think that's one avenue. And another one with you tying it to like where the world is. And I want to hear your input on these after, you know. So talking about like the fear of failure in business, I think another big aspect of fear right now with the world is like, you know, we're coming out of this 2-year pandemic and COVID and everything. And, you know, I am not someone who's ever been a super planner. And then I worked on that and I got better at planning. But now I feel like with this pandemic, I sometimes worry about people who have the personality to be so planned, because I feel like we're in this place that you kind of just can't. And I feel like that really then brings out this faith-based living and really relying on faith more than fear, if that makes sense.
100%. I mean, I relate to you so much in that, where like so many things, like I haven't even shared that I've like royally failed at. But if I hadn't have failed and learned that lesson, then I wouldn't be where I am today. And so it goes back to the quote I originally talked about, like the answer is always no, unless you ask or you try. So like the person that doesn't ask the question, or the person that doesn't jump off the bridge to their dream that they want to do, I mean, you don't know if you're going to sink or swim until you do it.
Right.
And it's okay if you mess up, like that's life. And anybody in life that's going to tell you that it's not okay to fail, or it's not okay to try, they have no idea what they're talking about, because it's okay to do either one of those things and not be successful. But you learn by trial and error.
And you know, another thing, so big, I mean, I'm so glad you brought up this topic. Another thing that's kind of starting to resonate as I hear you talk and we dive into this is I'm like, okay, if you live so safely that you never kind of go into this way that you could fail, or you kind of tap into those fears, like say you just live very comfortably, what about the end of your life? What if you're like all of a sudden regretful? Like, I never tried this. Maybe I could have done this and I don't know that. And so I relate that to, I'm crazy. I like relate things to if I'm old and 80 and on my porch, you know, like looking back, is it something I would have regret, or is it something I'd have been proud of that I tried? And I think sometimes like it even relates back to the beginning of this conversation when you were saying having your blinders up, rather than worrying about looking like a failure to other people. It's like, wouldn't you rather try and know that you gave it something rather than never trying and living with regret with yourself?
Absolutely. I think that's like the key piece in this entire conversation. I mean, if anybody can take away something from our girl chat today, basically, you know, it's just like, if you are thinking about doing something, or thinking about a big decision you want to make, or just something that's in your heart, like just try it, just go for it. I mean, what do you really have to lose? I mean, I related in my business and real estate, the amount of times I get a no right now in this market is a lot more than, you know, we get a yes. But ultimately with each buyer or each client, we're learning along the way. And so then when it becomes a yes and you realize, okay, this is what was meant to be all along. Same thing in relationships. Like, you know, maybe you're dating someone right now and you're, you know, scared to make a move or go out on that first date. I mean, you never know. That could be like the love of your life, or even being invited to an event. It's like, I've had so many people come up to me before that'll be like, oh, like I came to this event because I knew we were going to be here, but I was so nervous to say hi to you or talk to you. I'm like, why? Like, I am just a normal person. And then we hit it off. We start talking and we become like the best of friends. I'll reiterate that. Like one of my girlfriends, Chelsea, you probably know Chelsea. She's having her little baby soon.
Yes. You introduced me to her at your Galentine's event.
Oh my goodness. See, yes. Another good reason. Like networking is so awesome. But like Chelsea DM'd me one day on Instagram. Her and her husband, Brett, were looking for a house. And that's literally how we became friends. And if she hadn't have reached out, which we don't know each other, like, you know, I could have been a crazy person and vice versa. You know, she reached out to me and now she's one of my most cherished, like best friends in the world. And like my life is much better now that I have Chelsea in it. But that's just like a silly example. It's not so serious, like professional wise or mindset wise, but that's just something that I thought of really quickly.
Yeah, like very relatable.
Right. Like little life things, like each decision you make, each little jump, each act of faith, you know, you're ultimately just always going to achieve something better when you do that. And you may not know it in that moment or in that season, because sometimes it stinks and you do fail and you're like, oh, okay, well, I listened to Logan and Randa. I decided to face my fears and it didn't work out. Well, okay, yeah, it might not work out right at this time, but you're going to look back to 3 months from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and realize that there was a purpose behind that failure. And that's why you are where you are mentally, professionally, with a future husband, a decision, whatever it is that is, you know, relevant to your life. And you're going to be like, wow, they were right. It wasn't so bad.
It's so true. You know, I went through, like I was talking about with my clothing line that didn't work out. And Grant told me, he's like, that is the like most expensive, best form of education you're ever going to get. So chalk it. Don't think of it as a loss, you know, but every single failure you learn from, and that ultimately molds you into the person you are. And we're all just here on this journey of life, creating our stories, you know?
Definitely. And if you do fail, like, don't count yourself out forever, too. Like, just shake it off and keep going. Keep trying. Because eventually you're going to get it right.
Exactly. Eventually it clicks. And I'm not a super big, like, quote kind of person as much as people would think. But it keeps resonating with me hearing you talk. I'm like, literally, don't let the fear of striking out keep you from even showing up to play the game.
A Cinderella story. I love that quote.
Yes. Rita
at the diner. She hits the wall. Y'all know. Come on.
Yes.
Everyone knows that movie. That's
yes.
A good quote.
Yes. I know.
And I'm shocked at myself that I knew where that came from, because I'm also not a big quote person. And people laugh at me because I don't even know like actors or like names of singers or artists. And so this is very funny to me that I know what quote you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm very similar like that, because stay in Randa land is what Grant calls it, just like your low bubble.
Yes, I'm in a low bubble and I'm fine with it. And I'm also very self-aware. I know what reality is, but it's a choice. I'm not being stupid by just being in my own bubble, but it's just, I don't know. Life seems to just be happier when I'm in my bubble.
Yes, you can create your own reality. That's what's so wonderful about this world.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, Logan, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a wonderful episode. You're always just such a pleasure to talk with and engage with. And I am so excited for the listeners to get to know you a little better. Where can the listeners find you on social media?
You can find me on my Instagram page, which is at Lolo Lester. That's really my biggest, you know, source of, I guess, creation for social media content. I get on TikTok sometimes and I have Facebook, but I just simply enjoy Instagram. So that's where you can get the latest on me. But I am so appreciative of this time too, Randa. Like I laugh so much, like just thinking about where both of us were even like 5 years ago, 7 years ago to where we are now. And I can't imagine when we're both old and gray, 80 years old, looking, you know, back on our life. I think we're going to definitely not have any regrets. And if we do, it won't be because we didn't try. So I'm pumped up for that.
Absolutely. I would rather have failure under my belt than regret any day. So thank y'all so much for listening. Go ahead. And if you liked this episode, we would love for you to screenshot, share it, tag us on your Instagram story at Lolo Lester. You can tag Unbothered Blondes or myself. We're always listening for feedback. And I hope that y'all found knowledge and just wonderful positive energy from this episode with Logan. So thank you again for being with us today, girl.
Oh, absolutely. I love you so much. And yeah, if any of you guys have any questions or feedback, let us know, because we both are very self-aware and self-disciplined people. We'll take it.
Thick skinned. That's right. Okay. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Bye.